Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And again, as always, spring is here and lots of things are springing up, lots of events. So we're going to get right to it.
Well, of course, this Saturday, our friends at Vitamin Life continue with their free natural health lecture series. This one is on autoimmune recovery. Really important, huge problem out there. So check it out. It's in the events section of ConsciousTalk.net. And also, a lot of the June events are now going up. So pay attention to that.
Also, Deva Pamal and Mitten, maybe you're not familiar with them. Hopefully you are. They are on their world tour, 2019 world tour, On the Wings of Mantra. They're going to be at the Edmonds Center for the Arts in Edmonds on May 21st. That's the Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale. You can go to... let me see. Where do you go? It doesn't say here where you go. We got to find that out.
Well, we'll put that up in our events
section. We will, yeah. But we're letting you know that next week we're going to be giving away a pair of free tickets, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
Well, also, hey, coming up in June, you hear me talk every other month now with Guy Finley, and we are talking about relationship magic and things like that. He does an annual talk in the Pines. It's actually for 5 days down at his place in Merlin, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I love that, Merlin. But at any rate, you can either go for 3 or 5 days. It's an intensive workshop, always about self-realization. And I'm going to put that up in the events section, but one of the things is it's live streamed also. So, very deep work, really worthwhile work. So check out the event section at ConsciousTalk.net. A lot is coming up, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so you know everything is for our higher good. You've heard it said on this show before. Since it's time for another visit from Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, why don't we get the opinion from a higher source? Today we're talking about everything is for us, and that's for our higher good, whether we believe it or not. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
And hey, if you have been a long-term listener to Conscious Talk, you know who Danielle Gibbons is. And of course, everyone knows who Mother Mary is, but if you are just joining us, you know, once a month we spend time with Danielle, and Danielle has served as Mother Mary's channel since 1994. She has assisted people all over the world to connect with Mother's love and grace, and Mother Mary, of course, has served humanity for thousands of years. Together, they inspire individuals to awaken and expand their consciousness through their best-selling courses, life-changing retreats, and online events. Mother Mary's Pathway to Love is a book you can purchase. It is their first book together. Rumor has been confirmed that there's another one sometime down the road, but we have Danielle with us now. Danielle, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Rob and Brenda. It's wonderful to be here with you both, as always.
Well, as always, it's lovely to have you here too, sweetie. And today we want to address a subject that Rob and I often talk about on the show, And that is, everything is for us. Everything in our life, no matter how it looks and or feels, is for our highest good. And this is a really big subject to talk about, and it's one that's very challenging for most people, particularly when they have events that they would categorize as tragic, or events that they feel they have been blamed for, or something's happened to them and they don't feel that it's right that this has happened to them. And they go kind of spiral down with that, being a victim to it, energy. And I have some clients that, quite honestly, shocked that 20 years later an event happened and they're still sort of stuck in that energy. So we want to get some of the ideas that you have and what you know about it, and then find out from Mother, how can we heal this so we can accept those gifts that are really there for us in those events?
Yeah, a catastrophic failure has been a theme, I think, of everybody's life at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And, we often laugh and call it character building, and we don't necessarily get the smiles in return, at least not until years later. So,
and sometimes not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. And sometimes they just run the other way.
So what has been your experience, Danielle?
So this is a really amazing topic. I just want to start by saying that. And I believe, as you all have said, I agree that I think it touches everyone's lives at some point, and for many of us, it's an ongoing kind of experience that it's the feeling that the universe is either for us or against us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black or white. It's usually a mix. You know, maybe the universe is for us in some areas, but not really, you know, kind of against us in other areas. And that is such an ingrained mindset, which it's impossible to escape when you're growing up, because we live in a comparative world, you know, good and bad, dark and light, happy, angry. There's, fear and love. There's just all this this comparative or duality going on. And I think that is at the heart of it. It's difficult to reconcile your pain as something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because we're just really not taught that.
Right.
You know, pain is negative. It's the enemy. And what I have discovered in my own spiritual life, and I watch people discover this every day in Mother's community, it's getting to that point where there is enlightenment in pain, there is growth in pain, there is discovery in pain, and all those things are very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's not pleasure in pain, unless, you know, that's a different kind of subject, maybe. but still, there is that feeling that it's either positive or negative. And
yes,
if it has any kind of negative, connotations, then the whole thing is negative. But what we're learning on a spiritual path is that pain or trauma or difficulty, it can be a huge variety of experiences within the larger experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say also one of the major ways of looking at pain is pain as a messenger, because it certainly gets our attention.
Yeah.
We then have to look at our life and make some choices. They're not necessarily good ones or bad ones, as you say, but we have to pay attention to the messenger. And it's, in my experience, the pain has often been, you're off track. And I'm sorry, we're the universe, and we need to have some event, some painful event happen to get your attention, to put you back on track. And I'm very interested in talking to Mother about that because I've interpreted a lot of the turns in my personal life from that point of view.
Well, and that also, Danielle, we feel like when pain shows up, and sometimes in the most, what we would consider the most brutal ways, like losing a child or miscarrying or something like that, something similar, or a sudden death or a horrible way the person died, we take it in as punishment. We're being punished for something.
Yeah.
And that's why we really wanted to bring this subject up, because how can we, and we'll talk to Mother about this as well, how can we find the grace within that pain? Because I know if we're looking back and we've done some spiritual work, in fact, if we've done quite a bit of it, we can find that place where grace was present, where something quite beautiful was delivered on the heels of the tragedy. But if we're not inclined to go that direction, people can hold on to that pain for years, and it disrupts their entire life.
Yeah, and I think you're right. That's, you know, the key is shifting that mindset that, you know, you're right, the universe is either for you or against you, that if it's against you, you're being punished. But that's actually not the case, because everybody has their path. You know, the person who's who has died, whether child or, you know, adult, they're on their own path.
Yes.
And we don't have ownership. We
that's
don't claim
right.
ownership to
that's
anybody
right.
else. And, you know, what is lost is not a punishment of ourselves or to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge shift.
It's a huge shift. Yes.
Oftentimes we want to find meaning in the bad things that happen or the painful things that happen. And you're right. People are very quick to claim that, you know, they're being punished or this is a punishment being visited on them. And that, I believe, is really at the heart of that victim mindset you were mentioning in the beginning.
Yes, yes. And so we want to really kind of dig deep into this and find out what we can to help ourselves and each other to see this, because we're here on this planet and we know from this experience that we're always going to have ups and downs, in and outs, challenging times and really great times, and sometimes just a nice in between, but it's never going to stay the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just humming along the whole time.
That's
and
right.
And so we need to know how to navigate this so that we can have healthy attitudes and healthy lives and healthy bodies and not carry all this heavy debris of stuck energy around and limiting beliefs about something that really is the opposite of what most of us believe.
Yeah, and I think that we have now defined some very big questions that we're going to get to ask Mother. And I know we all have our personal experiences, and I'm quite interested in the universal view, so to speak, which, of course, she has that, I should say, the divine point of view.
Yes.
She's got that perspective that we have not attained yet. So we are here with Danielle Gibbons. We are about to invite in Mother Mary. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will join Mother Mary. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And if you've just joined us, we're here with Danielle Gibbons. And for those of you that have heard her before on our once a monthly time that we spend with her, she channels Mother Mary. And during the break, Mother Mary has come in. And what we are talking about is how everything is for our higher good. And often, as we explained in the first segment, we don't necessarily see it that way. So, Mother, welcome back to Conscious Talk.
Thank you, beloved ones. It is wonderful to be here with you both. And to all your listeners, I say hello. I love you. I'm with you. And let's dive into this wonderful question.
Yes. We so often, Mother, believe that we're being punished by God or punished by the universe if we have bad luck or a tragedy hits our lives. And we immediately, if we hold on to it for a long time, which some people do, it can bring on bitterness and a feeling or a sense of helplessness, sometimes hopelessness, just all sorts of a range of emotions and limiting beliefs set in when we don't really understand that everything here serves our higher good, especially when we're in pain. So we wanted you to come forward and help us with this. How do we find the grace in the pain? How do we navigate through that pain so that we can discover those gifts that are available to us in each experience?
Well, the first thing that I would encourage you all to do is look at this in a few different parts, right? So we're going to separate out the emotion, the emotional response that happens when pain arises. And it doesn't matter why it arises. It could be from a recent loss or recent problem, or it could be an ongoing cycle of pain that happens. So what I encourage you to do with your emotions is to allow them free rein, but almost as if you are setting up an arena, a separate arena for them to express themselves, but not to apply the emotion that you're having or emotions that you're having directly to the problem. So let me explain that a little bit. Let's say something has happened and you are feeling sorrow, deep sorrow. You have lost someone you love, deep sorrow. Let yourself have your sorrow, your grief. This is very important to the process as a whole. But try not to decide or allow that the grief is going to be that which makes your decisions for you moving forward. Mm-hmm. Or don't allow the grief to color the entire situation. Don't allow the grief to become the fact of the experience. It is only one part of the experience. And oftentimes in the beginning of the experience, just when it happens, it can be the predominant part of the experience. But it's not the only part. So what happens for people is when an emotion is triggered due to an experience, it's easy to start believing that whatever it is you're feeling is what is defining the whole situation. So then people don't look any deeper. They don't look further. They don't feel their way through the situation. They just apply the grief or the anger, and then that dictates the choices that are made moving forward. And when that happens, it tends to then create more grief or more anger, or it maintains the levels of grief and anger. Whereas normally, if you were just focusing on that emotion, letting it be what it is, but not deciding that it's going to define the whole situation, you just let it play out for yourself, it will subside more quickly and more easily.
You know, one of the things that came up for me during this, as you were explaining that, often when we assign an emotion to an event, we're not actually assigning it just to that event, because we have a long history of long-habited patterns that we've had to reacting to certain emotional states. So we get recruited by our past experience. Is that something that you believe is true?
So, yes, but it's not every time. So let's make an example, right? Let's say that someone does something or says something to you that triggers old experiences from the past, from when maybe your parents spoke to you that way. And the emotion that gets triggered, let's say it's anger, all right? Now, that can be a more habitual triggering of an emotion. And if you go deep enough, you might find that it's sort of a false emotion, meaning that it's much bigger than what really needs to apply to the present moment. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But a different scenario, if you were to lose a child, then the grief that would arise from that would be more natural, more in alignment with the event, and not so much triggered by the past. But what can happen is if you apply the grief to the choices moving forward, or you use it to define the whole situation, you can hang on to that grief, and then you create a new pain pattern that you can carry around for years and years, maybe the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you never let it go.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's another big question that comes to mind, especially if it's a large tragedy that happens in your life that you perhaps did not see coming. We would often go to a place that says, well, this is fate. And I think that fate comes up a lot when we're talking about everything is for us. In a way, we talk about free will, but we also talk about often, well, this was meant to happen. So,
yeah.
So that's... Where does that fall in this?
Yeah, are there really
discussion?
Accidents, or is every experience we have a meaningful experience because it was meant for us? Maybe on some level we chose it, we called it forth.
Yes, yes, and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And when you think about your life, beloved ones, this is part of where the punishment comes in, the thought pattern that you are being punished, or it is you are a victim of circumstances. Because the truth is that there are forces beyond your control every day that you live with in your life. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things that are not in your control. And when events play out, your part within those events might be very small. And what people do, because they are in the unknown every moment of every day, they try to make sense of it. So they assign blame, or they assign judgment, or they project their initial emotional reaction into the whole. So the next part that I encourage you all to think about is when you're allowing your emotion to just have its way, but not bringing it into the whole experience, you want to start focusing on your faith, just your faith in life, the faith in the divine, the faith in the forces that are around you, to recognize that there are things going on that are beyond your control and your ability to understand.
Okay, and we're going to just stop you there, Mother, and we're going to take a quick break and get back into this when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're here today with Mother Mary, and we are talking about everything is for our higher good. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. And we're here today with Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary. And we have Danielle and Mother Mary on once a month here on the show, and we learn so much from Mother and her wisdom and her loving energy that she puts out to all of us on this show. And I'm sure you can feel it. And Mother, we were talking about our higher good, and when incidences happen, things unfold that we are maybe shocked by and we're hurting, and you said the best thing to do is to feel that feeling, to let it come through, to have it. Then the second best thing to do is focus on faith And this is an important one, and I think it's one that we pretty much fall down on.
Yes. And I'm not suggesting blind faith, faith that has never been proven for you as an individual, but to focus on the knowing that is naturally inside of you, that you're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. You don't know how, maybe in the moment. And when the grief, if it is grief, when the grief is enormous, you think, no, I'm never going to be all right. Mm-hmm. But that's the time where you sit and you do your very best to get in touch with that faith. Mm-hmm. Because it is faith that supports you when the unknown is so big or feels so big that you're concerned it will pull you under, that you'll never find your way back out. But the faith is always there. And I don't necessarily mean faith in a specific aspect of the divine, but there is an inherent faith in life that dwells within each and every one of you. And it is the faith that says you're going to be all right. We're not going to tell you every detail of how that's going to work out, because that's, again, not how life works. But you will feel that you'll be all right. And it is that, when you focus on faith, that's when your whole being remembers that the universe is for you, not against you.
What brings to mind, Mother, and it has helped me repeatedly, and this is what I feel you're saying, and I want you to either back this up or explain it differently if it's not. But when I'm reflective on certain things that I've been through in my life where I thought that the whole world was against me, or I thought my whole life was going to collapse and it was never going to be the same, when I reflect on those times and I become aware of where I am right now and who I am right now, I am okay. And in most cases, I'm better than okay. I've advanced, I've evolved, my life has gotten better. It's like when we hear this saying a lot here on earth, when one door closes, God opens another. And it's really true. And so many times that next door that opens is something way better than we ever could have imagined in our grief and anger or whatever we were embroiled in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I just want to... that these two things are sort of separate, feeling your emotion and the faith, not separate, but be sure that you don't talk yourself out of your emotion by trying to be super spiritual faithful. Right.
Right. Yeah. And I understand that. What I think you're saying is allow us to have that, those feelings, whatever they are, until we've experienced them pretty much out, to be in it, to just be with it, to have it, and then we can start to regroup and refocus. Is that correct?
Yes, and the faith and the feelings or the emotions can exist together, and the faith can support you in feeling whatever you need to feel and help you to recognize that those feelings may not necessarily be the fact of what's actually happening.
Right.
They are what adds color, what adds dimension and depth to what's happening. Mm. But the faith helps you to stay more grounded and balanced so that the feelings don't overwhelm you to the point where you can't even see what's possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we are here with Mother Mary. We are talking about how everything is for our higher good, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. And if you have just joined us, we're here with Danielle Gibbons, channeling Mother Mary. We are spending our time now with Mother Mary. And we've been talking about how everything is for our highest good. And it's a difficult concept often, especially when you are in turmoil. And Mother, one of the things that I wanted you to comment on is a natural reaction for many of us when it comes to this idea of faith. When we look at the turmoil in our world, we say it has purpose. There is a higher plan.
There must be a higher plan.
And if I hold on to that long enough, ultimately we'll see the results.
And so that helps us navigate through it, especially those things that we're not personally in the moment being affected by it, but we're still being affected by it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is this you would call a false faith or
are
we on the right
track? Is there a larger
plan?
Yeah.
That's an excellent question, and you're right. It does help with faith to feel that there is a plan. So, yes, there is a larger plan, and yes, you have a collective plan and an individual plan, but think of it sort of as a loose plan, right? A plan that is fluid and can change based on your free will. So it couldn't be a concrete plan or an ironclad plan because you all have the gift of free will. So if you imagine that the plan is there like a structure, but the structure you can change it when you need to. You can add, you can let go of things because your soul, the plan of your soul is to grow, is to evolve. Each human being, whether they know it or acknowledge it consciously or not, you are all moving towards enlightenment. And we can take sort of the walking on the clouds factor out of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that enlightenment is awakening to your whole self, right? Mm-hmm. Fully embodying, learning to fully embody your physical body, discovering the depths of your soul, expanding your awareness and awakening to the whole of your spirit. That is enlightenment, all right? So your soul is very much wanting to grow and have that enlightenment, to experience more wholeness in your being. So what the mind says you should be doing, or the way your life should be going, or what the collective, maybe your religion or your community or your upbringing, your culture says you should be doing, the soul might have a very different idea of what your life needs to be like. So when I spoke in our last segment about forces beyond your control, this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. No matter how much your mind wants to be the one in control, mm-hmm. it is really your soul that is has a much greater influence on the way your life goes, meaning what you call to yourself to help you to experience, the people that come into your life and leave your life, the bigger directions you take in your life, right? Did you decide to go to medical school, or did you decide to go to Uganda and build schools for people that cannot build it for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So there's all these major directions that you take in your life, and your soul is very much what is in charge of that. Mm-hmm. And the mind gets to organize the details, right? The little, what toothpaste do you choose to use, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And how do you decorate your house? Your soul can be in on that and a part of it, but your mind, your awareness, your human self really gets a lot, the vast majority of all the small choices, mm-hmm. and that can give the illusion that it's in control of the big choices. Mm.
Well, it's very comforting to know, Mother, that it is our soul that you coined forces beyond our control, because I kind of went, does that mean outside forces? But what you really mean is our souls have a plan, if you will. Our souls yes. know exactly why we're here and what we're here to do as far as our growth and evolving goes. And that way, when I think of that, then I can fall back on my faith of knowing, no matter what, I am okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Because the soul is the one in charge, and you're always going to be okay if your soul is in charge, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. But remember, your soul wants growth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so how you grow from inside.
Right.
Can be painful in life on the outside.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And I think we've all experienced that yeah. from time to time.
And maybe one way of looking at it, one way that helps me is to look at my soul as the part that is connected. Mm-hmm. And knowing that I have a part, you know, and actually that I'm soul driven. And it's that part of me which is connected to the divine helps with the I'm okay part.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful example of that is if you are in a relationship with someone and your soul believes that for whatever reason you cannot continue your growth while you are in relationship with that person, whether their influence or your abdication of responsibility comes into play, or some of both, if your soul decides that this relationship is not for your highest, eventually
that relationship will be shifted on.
And those are the situations where when the mind grabs a hold of something like that and says, no way, that's not going to be that kind of thing, then we find ourselves in trouble when we follow that and get kind of, we stick in, we kind of like root in deep and get stubborn about it and say no. Then I feel, Mother, is when we really suffer. We can traverse the pain of a relationship dissolving with much more grace and ease if we follow what you shared with us today, than if we obey our mind and the mind is at the opposite end of that saying, that is not going to happen as long as I'm here, or something like that. And I'm just saying, because I used to think that way. Anyway, suffer.
Yeah, but so much of it is actually, it feels like getting back to yourself.
Yes.
And it's
your true self.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
The soul self.
So feel your feelings, but rely on the faith in your soul and also your connection to the divine that is always there to support you.
Yes, I feel like I feel like it's almost a partnership, Mother, that we partner with our soul. Not that we're different from it or we're separate, but the mind is. And if we can partner the mind with the soul, then we can have much more grace and ease through everything that we move through and through all the growth that our soul wants for us. Well, Mother,
co-create with your soul.
Yes.
Well, we seem to know the answers if we're in that space, and sometimes we're just not there all of the time.
Yes. Well, Mother, as always, thank you so much for your loving wisdom and the loving energy you share with all of us here on the show. We just so appreciate it, and we're so grateful that Danielle has done the work to bring you through and allow this to happen for all of us. So thank you so much. And as always, folks, thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.